everybody, and welcome back to another podcast. This one, Market Abilities, episode 976,000.
In four.
Yeah. And I'm just here to add a little color. You know, these HD cameras are ridiculous. So unless you've got like full makeup on and stuff, I feel like you need a little color.
I've never had full makeup
around me. Dude, you know that you're doing powder and
you have no idea what I'm doing in post-production.
Oh, he's got the filters kicking. Yeah, no doubt. So listen, I just came from an appointment where I spoke with a longtime friend who's had a very successful business over the years, and she's now looking to diversify, add another stream of income.
Yeah.
And I think that's worth a discussion.
I think so too. I think there comes a time, and if you get to that time when you can kind of take a little bit of a step back from your business and do something new, not only is it going to, well, make you more money, which will be great, but it'll just invigorate kind of that new business feel that you had early on when you first started your other business.
Yeah. The excitement. It was funny. I was sharing with her. I said, you know, if you think about it, in the news business for 25 years, I said, you know, coming out of that, I still very much enjoyed telling stories and sharing, you know, people's lives and what was happening in their lives, in particular when it was good news. And I said, but now we just use those stories to make people money. So, you know, staying in that same vein, and she would be doing the same thing too. But I thought it would be interesting to encourage people and maybe toss out some ideas. If you're thinking about, you know, I'm at that point in my business where I feel comfortable. Yeah. I've got my clientele established, and now I would like to do something different, like you said, to either revive, maybe rejuvenate yourself, you know, and an increased excitement that comes along with that, or also just to create that other line of income, which can be so important, in particular, if you're getting on up there towards, you know, retirement years.
Yeah. And also, I mean, if COVID taught us anything, it was to maybe just have something else happening on the side, just in case something ever were to ever happen like that again.
Right.
You know, or, you know, if you live in like Florida and there's a hurricane, like it's just so a wise idea just to have a little bit of extra income on the side.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's those, you know, streams that everybody's familiar with. We encourage you to invest, you know, put a little back, maybe make some investments into new businesses or people that you see real promise in. I mean, who knows, that could pay off quite significantly for you as well.
Yeah.
Also, you know, just those side hustles we've talked about. And nowadays, something else that we talk about on this podcast all of the time is e-commerce, taking your business to the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's, in my opinion, there's always something very special about, you know, like take you for instance, Angie, you've been in the industry when it comes to media, just media in general. How long have you been in the industry?
Oh,
since your first internship.
My first internship, man, I'm going to go back like 40 years.
Right. And so you have 40 years of experience and it gives you such a huge opportunity to give that experience to someone.
Sure.
In the form of consulting or in the form of like, hey, this is what I've learned and these are the mistakes that I've done so that you don't have to make those mistakes.
Right.
And you can create this sort of little side business off of you giving back to the people who would need you the most.
Sometimes I've thought of that, you know, if you see a person in a hard situation, maybe a head of a corporation or somebody running the PR game for somebody else who perhaps has made some mistakes, and you've got to really, you got to kind of pivot or change that dialogue, you know, in a positive way. And I think that we would be able to offer that to people, you know, here's what would work in the media. The worst case of PR, just negligence that I've ever seen in my entire life, and I'm not going to name names, but you're going to know who you are. A hospital sent the wrong baby home with a family, right?
Yeah.
And it's a Friday afternoon and we're all calling, trying to get some information, and no one accepted our call. So we had all weekend and the narrative is just worsening by the minute, you know? When in fact, if you just get out in front of something like that, it's so much better. You know,
it's always better to take responsibility.
It really is. And don't run, because if you run, people are creating their own stories.
Yeah. And one of the biggest lessons right now is we're being obliterated with information all the time. Yeah. So within 2 weeks, people are going to forget about it.
100%. You know, I thought about that the other day, you know, and it's tried and true. It's happened over time where you think, wow, I really feel for this person. And I know they're going through something horrible right now. And the media just won't seem to ease up. But after about 2 or 3 months, it's like, dude, they never say their name anymore.
No, it's completely forgotten.
Yeah,
about.
Du jour, yeah. Flavor du jour, or whatever that is. But, you know, really sit down and think about it for a number of reasons. If you're just looking for some reason to get excited again about your business and what you bring to the table or what you might be able to offer somebody else, because I don't think you can ever go wrong. Like you said, God forbid that there's another, whatever we're going to call that C word, you know, come about, or a natural disaster, you know, how do I still take care of my family and take care of myself and be able to make ends meet?
Yeah. Because, and again, it's like, you just don't know what the future is going to hold. And also for yourself, I think there comes a time whenever there are some people who run a business, they build a business and they hit a point where they're like, I don't want to do this version of it anymore.
Right. Right. Yeah. And you shouldn't be doing it as hard. You know, the hustle comes early and it's hard and it's really hard.
Yeah.
And then I've always been a believer that if you surround yourself with like-minded individuals, there should not be a thing that you're called on to do. Now, you should have done everything in your business. You know, people working around you will respect you more for that. But there should never be a time where you don't have someone who can stand in for you or help you out or assist in, you know, something.
Yeah. And so I think that's a lesson in there is just, you know, is there a way that you can hire someone or depend on someone or hand it off to someone to where things will still run fairly smoothly? They'll come to you for advice or the bigger things, right?
Yeah.
But then you're open up to, you know, explore new ideas, explore new opportunities that you would probably be really good at. And not only would you be good at it, but you'd be able to actually serve your community even better.
Absolutely. You know, it's, what do they say? It was summarized so well for me about 2 years ago where someone says, I own my business. And they're like, do you really?
Yeah.
And then they started to probe a little bit more and they discovered that that business owned him, because if he stepped away, he didn't have a business.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the rule, is if you can be gone for so many months or whatever, and it's still run uninterrupted without you, you now own a business that can operate, you know, without you.
100%. Yeah. Because I know, at least for me, I can't walk away from my own business.
You are produce, perform. The audio just, I mean, what's the word? What's like the highest level of audio engineering that one could ever do? Like a czar or a king?
I don't where are we going to go? I don't think they have a word for it, nor do I want to be referred to that.
He's good. You got what I was laying down there. So, pun intended, laying down that audio. That was very good. But you know, that's what this podcast is all about. It's just sort of looking at some things, examining some ways that we could help you improve in business. And if you've got that idea and you want to start, heck, maybe you already have three lines, you know, three lanes of what it is that you're interested in, launch them all at the same time. And we can help you do that at Growing Media.
Yeah. So that's the other thing is, like, if you want to start something new and you've already had something successful, it won't be as hard.
Right.
And the reason it won't be as hard is because you've already been through the business building process.
Yeah.
And it's not very different from, like, business to business. It's not very different. Like, sure, there's like little details, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, starting a restaurant to starting a media company.
Sure.
It's different, but the principles are the same.
Yeah.
You need to market to the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And so here at Growing Media, we know where to find the right people, and we can help you find the right person that actually wants what you have.
That's right. For a very small investment. That's what people need to understand. We'll talk about that on the next podcast. We're going to talk about just how little you have to spend and what goes into deciding how much you need to invest in your business to market properly. Why don't we do that?
And to just get a lot of customers.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. And just a little color in life is all I was trying to do, you know, with the flowers and
you nailed it.
At this age, you just anything to make you feel just a little brighter, a little lighter.
Glamorous.
You know? Glamorous. I like it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching.
See ya.